ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the controversy that erupted over New Zealand's transgendered weightlifter Laurel Hubbard at the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast 3 years ago is set to be reignited at the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Rules amended in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic would appear to guarantee that Hubbard will become the first transgendered athlete to compete at the Olympics. But based on the current world ranking, she will take second Oceania spot behind Samoa's Feangainga Stowers. Stowers took the gold at the Commonwealth Games in 2018, but only after the New Zealander was forced to withdraw halfway through the competition because of injury. Well, prior to the event, the Samoan weightlifting team's head coach, Tuapepe Asiata, Jerry Warwick, had voiced his total opposition to Hubbard being allowed to compete, saying it was unfair to his athlete. Tuapepe joins you now. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, there. Beautiful morning here in Samoa. How are you this morning?
I am really well, Jerry. Well, what is your stance on Laurel Hubbard? Has it changed at all, bearing in mind that your own athlete, Stowers, is now ranked above her?
I think it's a very sensitive issue. And if we go back 3 years to 2018 for the Commonwealth Games, I was one of the people, one of the coaches who had a hard stance against this. I believed, and I still do believe, that it's an unfair advantage. It's not a fair match. I've come to learn over the past few years, that unfortunately, nothing can be done from the bottom here. The decisions were made right from the top, which were made from IOC. And unfortunately, a subcommittee from IOC have approved and certified that, of course, someone like Hubbard is allowed to compete at Commonwealth Games, at the Olympic Games. It'll be the first time ever in history to compete at the Olympic Games this year.
But doesn't the fact that Stowers is now ranked above Hubbard, so does that nullify any arguments there over her residual male strength? So, the ranking suggests that your athlete can beat her regardless.
Yes, the ranking also, because I think Hubbard has not completed all the competitions. And I think she was supposed to compete again this year at the Oceania Championships, would have given her another great increase in points. And I think it would have put her more over Feangainga Stowers.
Mm. Well, leaving all those arguments aside over Laurel, what are your hopes for Feangainga in Tokyo with a medal? Is there a medal possibility?
At the moment, there's so much uncertainty with COVID and all. We can't really guarantee anything. All I can say is that we have been training hard. We've put a lot of hard work. We've been stuck here. We've been on lockdown. We're not allowed to travel for the last 12 months plus. And I know that the athletes have trained hard, and they have a chance, an outside chance of sneaking a medal. But then it all depends on who turns up, who's going to turn up to the Olympic Games, whether it's going to go ahead or whether you're going to have all the full major powers coming in competing.
In terms of that, there are issues over travel, particularly for other Pacific Islands too. So how are you coping with the travel arrangements to Japan? And I guess what about the important question of getting your athletes vaccinated?
Yes, I think first vaccination, we have been vaccinated. We've had our first dose, so we're awaiting a second dose. Travel, it's a major issue right now. We still cannot confirm. We don't have confirmed flights all the way. And also we have a lot of quarantine periods on the way back. So it is a worry for us. For some of us who have jobs on the side, you're looking at taking, 8 weeks away from work, just because on the way back you'll be quarantined everywhere, and that also includes here in Samoa on arrival.
So you're saying everyone's been training really hard. Just in terms of your team, you've got Don Opelonge. So he's a pretty famous name in Samoan weightlifting circles. How do you think he might fare at the Games?
So Don has also been training really well. He's been performing over the last 12 months and unofficially, because there's been no competitions, we can't compete. But I think also he has an outside chance of sneaking a medal. He's now ranking right up there in the top five unofficially, because there's been no international competitions from last year, March, until now. But yes, we've put in the hard work and we're itching to compete and get out of here. Hopefully we can get out of here and hopefully we can get to the Olympic Games.
Now it sounds, I can imagine everyone is just dying for a bit of competition. Just finally, back to just looking at the there's the idea of a mixed gender team. And I think the Oceania Institute's General Secretary, Paul Coffer, came up with that idea. So, and that was actually conducted by email. What are your thoughts of that mixed gender format? Do you think it could be something that would feature in the Olympics at some point in the future?
I'm not sure about the Olympics, but I can say it has been very encouraging to have these online competitions, which Oceania Weightlifting Federation has come up with in the past 10 months, and to have the lifters keep competing. So they've had a mixed team where you have a certain number of female and male together, and then you add up the points, body weight, etc. It has been very encouraging. It's been great for the athletes to keep competing, even though they're competing here. It's a competition, and you're competing against other lifters within the region. To have it in the Olympic Games, that's another issue on its own. It's got to go all the way to the top, get approved, and all the way back. But yes, it is certainly it's something we can look into for the sport.
Well, Jerry, thank you very much for your time this morning and all the best with your preparations with the team for the Olympics.
Thank you very much for having me on. We hope we have a successful Olympic Games.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's Tua Pepe Asiata, Jerry Warwick, head coach of the Samoan weightlifting team.